Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. We're returning to our top news this lunchtime, the trolley crisis in our hospitals. We've been hearing already in the programme from Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. Let's talk now to Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, who joins us. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy Cullinan. Thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. What are you saying Stephen Donnelly needs to be doing now to try to get on top of this?
Well, we are in the eye of a very serious storm in our healthcare systems at the moment. And obviously rising COVID and flu cases is putting a huge strain on all of our healthcare systems. But the minister can't be a commentator. The minister has to lead from the front, and he has to convene a meeting every day, in my view, with senior management in the HSE to ensure that we are making best use of all available resources, both public and private. I found it extraordinary in your exchange with the minister that he said he had to ask the HSE to be more ambitious, to use his word, in relation to sourcing private healthcare capacity. I've been saying to the minister and the HSE for some time that is one of the obvious things that has to be done. We can't, in the space of the next number of weeks, magic up beds and magic up staff. We know that we have serious capacity constraints. That's a product of a decade of a failure of investment in our public healthcare system. But we have to be using all available health infrastructure at this point in time,
so do you think
pressure away from our hospitals.
Do you think there should be an overarching deal with the private hospitals as they are looking for?
Yes, I think that has to be one of the options, and I think it has to be centrally driven, because you can't leave it to local hospital management. Mm. And during COVID, that was done where it was a centralised approach, and I think that's the best approach.
But one result of that was...
we also have to learn from the best performing hospitals, Brian. If you look at University Hospital Waterford, there hasn't been a patient on a trolley for over 2.5 years. And that's because very rapid decisions are made. As soon as there's a surge in emergency departments, elective procedures are cancelled. Day wards and medical wards are then transferred into inpatient beds. Staff are redeployed into emergency departments. And every effort is made to take pressure away from emergency departments. That's the situation we're in. It's a dire situation in the hospitals. Mm-hmm. We have to concentrate the resources that we have on our emergency departments and in the areas where obviously the capacity is needed.
And just in relation to the private hospitals, what the minister was reminding us earlier is that deal during COVID ended up with, 40% of the capacity being paid for, presumably, but not being taken up.
But at this point in time, Brian, we have a very serious situation in the hospitals where there is a need for staff and there is a need for beds. So if we're going to use day beds, which some hospitals are now doing and more hospitals should be doing it, and if we have to cancel elective procedures in public hospitals, we can use private hospitals to deliver that type of capacity. So we have to work with the private hospitals, of course, to ensure that we maximise the return. But the minister has said he's asked the HSE to be more ambitious. The reality is that the winter plan wasn't ambitious. It came far too late. It came on the eve of the winter, and we had a HICRA report that was published a number of months ago, which again clearly said that the lack of beds, the lack of staff, the lack of consultants, the lack of doctors working in hospitals was one of the main drivers of overcrowding in our emergency departments. And obviously that's a more medium to long term solution that's needed. But right now, we have to concentrate all of the resources that hospitals have into emergency departments. Right. And that means prioritising urgent care, using available staff, redeploying staff into those emergency departments, using best practice, which is working in some hospitals, to make sure it's happening right across the healthcare system.
Very good. Okay.
And then leveraging the private healthcare capacity, because we can't tolerate patients sleeping on floors in emergency departments.
David,
and we can't tolerate frontline healthcare staff who are working huge amounts of overtime and under real pressure every single day in our hospitals.
David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thanks very much indeed for that.